feeling good about going into the season and really, really feeling good about the group of guys that we have. You know, getting to play with some of those guys that didn't get to play last year, like Daniel Ross. And then even guys coming in like AC Leonard, like getting a feel with that group, like it's a really good thing, and it feels very, very special for sure.
I was joking with Coach Jones, and actually he kind of brought it up, where last year it's like you really stood out. Now with all the other big guys that are on this line, you're kind of blending in.
Yeah. I feel more fitting in for sure. I guess like you could say like the biggest guys last year were me, Coney, and Jake Serezna, but now we got people like OCP, Ross coming back into the mix. And we got some of the newer guys like Middleton, you know, big bodies in camp. So it was fun to compete with those guys and actually practice with them, do indie with them, get to know them. It was really fun. Yeah.
Now, is this true? When you want to get to the quarterback, the interior of that line can go a long way in helping the edge rushers get there, because if you kind of can crush that pocket.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think that's – some people correct me or try to correct me, but where I stand on that is I think that's where everything lies in. You know, like not getting a push up the middle will create those lanes for the quarterback to escape through what we call the B gap in between the tackle and guard. That's the biggest gap that you'll see in most film, that gap is the gap that opens up the most through any team. So, you know, having a push up through the middle, myself being an A gap player right over the center, that's a big job. You know, what they ask for is 3 to 5 yards being pushed back, because then you're kind of putting the O-line right into the quarterback's lap. So, you know, I think for myself, I feel like that's my strong suit. That's what I do best. So, you know, it's very important, and especially when you have edge rushers like AC Leonard and, you know, Jake moving out from the three tech to the weekend, it's going to create a lot of problems because, you know, we're attacking from so many different angles. So,
and stopping the run, I think in preseason that's been a good story, and how not just the second level getting there in support, but the first level is doing their job.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, especially seeing my boy Coney, that game against Winnipeg, you know, the first play when they tried to do that that long outside zone run, and he just snuck behind the line and got that tackle for a loss. That was a testament to what we've been working on, and Maxie's putting down the groundwork for us for the run game for sure. That's one thing we knew watching film last year that we had to step up quite a bit was the run game, and you know, myself especially, I feel like we're taking big strides in that this year, so it'll be good. Excited to see.
Say no game this week. You guys are preparing, simulating all that stuff. As a player, is it frustrating, or is it kind of a relief not having this game in the last week of the preseason?
Honestly, I would say last week of the preseason, that'd be probably the more better thing for us. I think if we had no preseason the first week of preseason, it'd be a little bit more tough, you know, just with coaches having to cut down to that 75. So I think we're pretty happy that we get it later in the season. Later in the camp.
Right.
But, you know, I think going into it, the guys, I think we're just really trying to prepare. And we're not really looking at it like we're mocking a game. We're more so preparing for next week. We're already starting watching game film on Sask, watching their preseason game. So we're kind of focused on what we need to do. And we really, really, really want to bring a win to Edmonton. So that's the big focus.
Are you looking forward to that part of it, like the game prep and getting ready for the opposition instead of, you know, just going up against yourselves all the time?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest thing. I think once you know, like, you're prepping for an actual, like, bullets flying at you, you know, I think that's where the mental sharpness comes in, and where you're really precise at practice, where you don't want to make the wrong moves or the wrong decisions, where you want to be perfectly precise. And I think that helps a lot on the field because we're more tuned in. So it's not as much action, it's more mental. And it's a good thing for us because, you know, it's easier on our bodies. We're in camp, we're just kind of flying around trying to make a roster. But, you know, when we're prepping for a team, it's all mental, and we're taking it very seriously, you know. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited myself. I can't wait for that game. And, you know, I heard the tickets are doing pretty well, selling out. So, you know, there's that, and it's the guaranteed home win. So there's a lot, you know, there's really a lot riding on this game, literally. But, you know, I'm very excited myself. So, yeah. Excited very much.
You mentioned guaranteed win. That's a marketing thing. How's the football ops? And then, do you remember when you first heard about it and what you thought?
That's actually a good question. Yeah. When I first thought about it, it was kind of like, it was a little kind of a shot at us because, like, it's marketing to the fans that, like, you're going to see a home win. And then, of course, they're saying, like, if we don't win the first, so that's already kind of putting a negative twist on it, saying if we don't. But, you know, after really, like, thinking about it, there's nothing – I'm not too worried about it. You know, it sucks for the fans, honestly, because they're only going to get one ticket, you know. So, yeah, it is what it is. So.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.